Amen. Look at your neighbor one more time. Tell your neighbor, you're looking good. Better than yesterday. And tomorrow, you will shine. In Jesus' name. Meta, meta. Sparkle, sparkle. Shiny, shiny. Wear shades. Amen. Let's give God another big hand. We want to read the scriptures from Romans 10, 8 to 17. Very familiar scripture. And we thank God. We are so glad you came this morning. So glad that Pastor Ambrose is around. Amen. Glad to be back. I also really thank God Dr. Cowper is in the house. Amen. We've prayed for him, and I know you've prayed, and God's answer is standing next to us. Deborah is here, and we thank God for her. Let's appreciate Deborah. Amen. God is a faithful God. We don't take life for granted. God is a faithful God. And for you to be even here this morning is a gift. And we bless the Lord. Romans 10, 8 to 17, the Bible says, but what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses some, all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be what? Will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all the Israelites accepted the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message. And the message is heard through the word about Christ. This is God's word, and God's people say it. Amen. Amen. Please be seated in God's presence. I want again to appreciate the leadership of Parklands Baptist Church as they guided the church while I was away. I'm glad to be back. Pastor Simon, we thank God for you and for the pastors, deacons. Yes, let's appreciate them. And just for continuing to stand and preach the word of God. This month we're introducing a new theme, and we're talking about the royal message inherited, inheriting the royal message. And even as we introduce it, I want you to know that God loves you. I'm saying God loves you. Since January, we have been talking about royalty. And I want to say to you that you are royalty. And if that message has not entered into your heart, be assured, this month, we will finya it into your heart. We will push it into your spirit. Because I want you to know, this message is a good message. Pastor Simon, it was amazing that in this talking about royalty, just that the other day we were celebrating the life well lived by Queen Elizabeth II. And a whole day, CNN was locked on that funeral, and the message of Christ was preached and spoken for a whole day. And nobody changed their mindset. It was there. We are told about 4.1 billion people viewed that message. You know, Pastor Simon, it reminds me that, you know, this verse we used to read, that when Jesus comes, every eye will see him. Now, that was quite difficult in the 70s and the 80s. But now when we talk about Jesus coming and every eye will see him, every eye will see him, that means wherever he is, if he is in Israel, all television stations will be locked on him. In fact, not only 4.1 billion people will see him, the entire globe of 8 billion people will be locked on him. Every eye will see him. Those who like him and those who don't like him, there will be nothing. If you switch to another channel, hallelujah, he'll be there. Every eye will see him. That is telling us something, that Jesus Christ is about to come back. Now, you just missed that. So let me talk to the people on this side. That means Jesus Christ is just about to come back, and every eye will see him. Now, he's not coming back to give you a difficult time. He's coming back to tell us that what he did at Calvary was for you and for your blessing. And that is the message we are talking about this month, royal message. Again, saying to you that you are royalty. You are royalty. The scripture says, for you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy people belonging to God. You're not just anybody. You are somebody. And you're not just somebody. You are royalty. And that enables you to walk with your head lifted up high, regardless of the challenges you face. And you know, as I was thinking about this and preparing just to open this message to us, I want to tell you this, that Jesus Christ wants you to enjoy his totalness. This verse we read earlier, Paul is saying, this message we are talking to you is not so far away. You don't have to go to heaven to bring it. You don't have to go to hell to bring it. It says it is so close to you. It is in your mouth. That if you confess with your mouth. You see, Christianity is not a silent belief. It is voice activated. It is voice activated. I'm told, because of the technology now, you know, sometimes you can even come to your car and say, open. Hello? And the car unlocks itself because that car has been connected to your voice and it is voice activated. I want you to know that salvation is voice activated. You don't activate it in your mind. You know, there are days we used to say that Jesus is my personal savior. Yani, he's personal. Yani, personal. He personal. He's not for public display. He's personal. He's more than personal. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He has to be spoken about. Now, many times when we talk about being spoken about, sometimes people confuse that. And so in your office, you're constantly talking about Jesus and you're loud about it. And everybody knows that you're a Christian. You're telling everybody saved, hallelujah, glory to God. You're even telling your boss, hallelujah. And your boss is not saved, but you keep telling him, hallelujah. You know, because you want everybody to know that you are saved. That's not what the Bible says. It says, if you confess Jesus, Lord of your life, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, he will save you. You. He'll save you. So God is not waiting for silent believers. He's waiting for voice activated believers. But you are royalty. You are royalty. And there are three things I want to talk about this royalness that God is talking about. Number one, I want to say this. That because of royalty, because of this Jesus we are talking about, it is important for you to know that your account is full. I'm going to talk about your account. Because some of you are running on accounts that are empty. So look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, do you have an account? Some of you don't have an account. Hello? So you need an account. Your account is what? It's full. Number two, your account is what? Active. Number three, your account is what? Transactable. That's how it is, transactable. You can transact on that account. So let me say it one more time. Your account is what? It's full. Number two, your account is active. And three, your account is transactable. Now, I'm using these words so that we can take the theological words and make it look familiar in your system and in your life. That is why Jesus said, a sower went out to do what? To sow seed. He used words that you could understand, talking about seed, talking about crops. He was talking to farmers. He talked about fish, talking to fishermen. I'm now talking about an account. And I want to say to you that your account is full. In other words, we need to go out and share this message and tell the nations, God has opened an account for you, and that account is what? It's full. I'm talking to people because in August into September, some people's account became empty. I'm talking to you. You know yourself. I'm talking to the Azmio people. I'm saying that your account went empty. I have come with good news. I'm also talking to the Kenya Kwanza people. I'm talking to you, and I'm saying to you, you may think that your account is very full, but don't use that account. I'm talking about another account. Hallelujah. And I'm saying, especially here in Parklands Baptist Church, we have members on both sides and they are here. We don't need to pretend. There are people who are still hurting, but God is about to raise them up. Why are you so quiet? And there are people very excited, and we want to be excited with them. The Bible says, rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who, and we are of the same family. There are some husbands and wives who are not talking until now. And this issue of politics sometimes is so challenging, they don't want even to face it. But I want to tell you this, in the church, we live above those levels. We live above Azimio. We live about Kenya Kwanza. We live in the kingdom of God. You have to raise yourself above there so that you know that your account is full. Your account of joy is full. It's not dependent on these accounts, because some of these accounts sometimes dry up. When I was on leave, I traveled up country. Before I traveled, I made sure that the vehicle's fuel tank was full. Full. That white Prado there was tank full. Now, where we come from, it's not like going to Muranga where Pastor Simon goes and comes back the same day. Hallelujah. For us, when you think of going shags, you have to plan it very much, because it's not somewhere you're going to just go and come back. So the tank was full. Traveled up country. By the time we reached there, the tank was not even half. It had not even got half. The time we spent traveling up country this way and that way, by the time we were coming back, I still had fuel in the tank. But we filled it so that we could travel back comfortably and get back to Nairobi. In other words, I'm telling you this, that no matter how many times we fill our tanks for fuel, they always go down up to empty. Hallelujah. When guys get married on their wedding day, their tank is full. I will love you forever. You're the joy and the apple of my eye. The only githeri that exists. Being in the githeri, your tank is what? It's full. During the reception, it is full. It's full. Hello? Human tanks are full. But let me tell you this. For some people, even that day, their tank can go empty. Or the next day, you find the guy you married has married or loves your best maid more than you. Your tank of joy goes down. Which tank is this that never runs dry? This is the message we're talking about. That connect to this tank, so that when your team is winning, I'm talking to Arsenal, or when your team is losing, your tank is always full. This is the tank I'm talking about, because this is the message of Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, we are one family. And so let me say this. Well, since I was still talking about Azimio and Kenya Kwanza, listen to me. Let's treat each other well. Hallelujah. Because we are above these tanks. They get filled one day, they get empty the next day. But Jesus came and said in John 10:10, the thief comes to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come that you may have life. And have it more abundantly. But as I'm saying this, God has given us a new government. We need to pray for that government. We need to lift up His Excellency the President. He is the President. Hello? We need to pray for the DP. We need to pray for the cabinet that is being formed and all those things. We need to pray. Some of those cabinet secretaries, some of them are members of this church. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor you could be looking like one of them. And if you're not, just receive it by faith. The next government, you may just be one of them. Hallelujah. Because that's what God is telling us. So let's not pretend. Let's lift up the government before the Lord, because we need God to intervene in this nation, in many ways. And yet as Christians, we are one people. But we have a full tank in Jesus Christ. Let me read this verse for you. John chapter 1 verse 16. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I am receiving it. We are talking about the message of royalty. The Bible says this in John. Let me start with verse 14 because it talks about Jesus. And this is what it says. It says this: the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of what? Full of grace and truth. I want you to note that statement, full of grace and truth. Look at the next verse. John testified concerning him. He cried out saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, he who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me." Now look at verse 16. "Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given." Now, let me read this in the Amplified Version. Blows your mind. Verse 16. This is what it says. It says this, Amplified, if I can get it at the Amplified level. Amplified, verse 16. It says, "For out of his fullness, the superabundance of his grace and truth, we have all received grace upon grace, spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift." Do you know what it means to heap things? So let me read that again. That's what we have received in Jesus. We have received a full account. Go back to that verse, verse 16. Go to where we started it. It says, "For out of his fullness, the superabundance of grace and truth, we have done what? We have received. We have all received. You have received the fullness of Jesus Christ. Not you will receive, you have received. For out of his fullness, the superabundance of his grace and truth, we have all received grace upon grace. Spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift." You are blessed. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you have a full tank. Somebody saying, "Wapi, ko wapi?" You know how some of us, we go to the petrol station and says, "Niweke 200. Hello? Because you know it will take you from one point to the next point. That's all you need. Just to the next point. Let me tell you this. God has given you not to just go to the next point. He has given you to go to eternity. Amen. Hallelujah. You are going straight into eternity. All that you need when you are here and all that you need when you'll be there. God has given you a full tank. Let me read these verses. Ephesians chapter 2. It says this in verse 4, Pastor Simon. It says, "We were dead, we were empty, we had nothing." Look at what the Bible says. Go take it back into the New King James Version or NIV. Just take it to that verse. It says this very quickly because I needed to just introduce this and bring it down. It says, "But because of his great love for us," God who is what? He's rich. We have a rich God. But because of his great love for us, God who is rich in mercy, made us what? Alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgression. It is by grace you have been saved. And then he says, "And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not for yourself, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." You have a full tank. I'm saying you have a full tank. And so when you need joy, you have a full tank. When you need peace, you have a full tank. Jesus said, "Peace I give to you. My peace I leave unto you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. So do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be dismayed. God will give you all the peace you need. Peace that passes all understanding. You have a full tank. I'm saying you have a full tank. Have you ever gone to a wedding and during the reception, they said you can go serve yourself? Then you found yourself on a line that is quite long because there are some people who showed up who are not supposed to be in the wedding. And so you're in this line with a plate. And about 10 people ahead of you, you realize that the food is finished. Who do you usually blame? I'm talking to you. Huh? Yani, these people have brought us here to just for us to just be standing here with empty plates. Let me tell you this. Jesus has laid a table before you that will never be finished. He sets a table that no matter how long the line is, no matter how many people show up who are not invited, there is enough for everyone. You have a full account. I'm saying you have a full account. It is for everybody. Huh? Everybody. The Bible, that's what it says. God has given it to all of us of his fullness. All of us have received. Amen? That's the message of royalty. That's what we are telling people. Come to Jesus. He has everything that you need. Yes. By the way, Jesus is not always giving people things instantly. No instant coffee, instant this, instant that. There are some things you have to grow into. Pastor Simon, when you are born in your family, even though you are part of the family completely, you had to grow into the fullness of some of those things in the family. There are some things that require you to grow up. So some things don't come instantly. There are some things you grow into. When Joseph was given his vision of a dream that you'd be a ruler, even though he already received of that fullness, he needed to grow into that fullness. He was thrown into the pit. He went into Potiphar's house. He was thrown into the dungeon. He appeared before Pharaoh. And it is after that he received his fullness. From the time he was 17 to the time he was 30, he grew into his fullness. But he had the fullness from day one. But we have to grow into the fullness. And that's what we have been doing for you since January, helping you to grow into the fullness of royalty so that when that day comes, Pharaoh can put his bling bling around your neck. Hello? Can put a ring on your finger and can say, now you have authority, because now not only have you received the fullness, you can now share with others the fullness. Come on, let's give God a big hand and bless him. Amen. But let me tie this message, because today I was just introducing it. The next part, not only does it say we have a full account, what was the second thing I said? The account is what? Is active. How is it active? Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. The Bible says this, Ephesians 3:20. This is a verse you know. I'm going to read it in the NIV, and then I'm going to read it in the Amplified Version. The Bible says this. Now to him who is what? Able. So now tell your neighbor that God is able. Now to him who is able. And he's able to do. He's not just able. He's also able to do. To do what? Immeasurably. And not just immeasurably, but to do immeasurably more than. You know, I like those statements. Able, do, immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. Now, usually we finish that statement there. But the statement, there's a comma. So tell your neighbor, there's a comma. And it says after that comma, according to his power that is doing what? Where? Now, Pastor, I like that statement. You see, many people think that this power is at work in Ambrose and not in anybody else. So Ambrose enjoys the fullness because the power is at work in him alone. Today we have come with this message to tell you, because you are royalty, that power is also at work inside you. Same power working inside you. Now let me read this in the Amplified Version, because it gives some two words that just blow my mind. Amplified says this, Ephesians 3:20. It says this, "Now to him who is able to carry out his purpose and do what?" I love that statement. "To do superabundantly more than all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers." I like that, greatest prayers, because some of us, we don't just pray. We pray. Hello? We pray. And not just like Pastor Ambrose who prays and says, "God bless you, thank you, Jesus." No. Those believers who hit walls. Baba katika jina Yesu tunakemea. Now, those ones, they may be sitting next to you. Just look at them. Those ones who capture demons in the air and says, "Tumeshika pepo, tumetupa chini ya reli, gari ipite juu yao." Those ones, and they are sitting next to you. They are called intercessors, demon chasers. And they are important. Tell your neighbor they're important. But there are these others who are very quiet, who came from Anglican background. Those ones are also included. Infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, or dreams, according to his power that is at work where? The issue is not how great you pray or how powerful you pray, but because of the power that is at work within you. Within you. Within you. Your vehicle is not known by the noise it makes. And there are sometimes vehicles like that that pass by. But they are going at 60. And then there are vehicles that don't make noise. And they are going at 180. Because the power is not in the noise, that is in the engine that works within it. Come on, somebody. There's a power that is working where? And it is inside you. It's inside you. As I'm about to pray, Wairagu, you were there when this gentleman shared with us that testimony about something that happened to him. You remember that? Really blessed my heart. He was escorting us to the parking, and then he said, "Pastor Ambrose, there's something I've been wanting to tell you for a long time. In fact, 10 years ago, there's something that you did." Now, 10 years ago, I cannot remember what I did. That was 2012. Cannot remember what I did. But he said, "Ambrose, there's something you did, and I've been waiting. And I'm saying, the day I will get next to you, I'll tell you." He said, "Tell me." He says, "Ambrose, I was in church that particular day. I was sitting on your right hand, where the pulpit is, on your right hand." Right hand, which means he was in this section. Hallelujah. And as I was just talking, out of the blue, I said, "There's a gentleman here, your wife is expectant, but she has fibroids. I want to tell you this, those fibroids are healed in Jesus' name." And I kept on preaching. I just said a statement and I kept on preaching. He says, Ambrose, you have no idea what happened. Because indeed, my wife was expectant and she was really having problems with fibroids. That week, we went to the hospital and the doctor had to check and test 3 times. Those fibroids had disappeared. Disappeared. And that child was born. And that child, 2022, is a son, 10 years. And he says that boy looks, watches TV, and watches the messages and the sermons. And if the message, whether it's Pastor Simon or whoever it is, and they do not finish with the word shalom, the boy asks, Kwani, where is Pastor Ambrose? Now, do I remember what I said? I don't remember. But I said something, and through the power that works within that gentleman and his wife, and they received it, that power did something that was exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or imagine. This is what I'm telling you, that your account is active. I'm talking to somebody here and I'm saying your account is active. I'm talking to somebody upstairs, I'm saying your account is active. In Jesus' name. Activated by what? The power that works within you. I'll be praying in a moment. And I want you to begin to tell God, there's a power that Ambrose has said is at work within me. I have never felt it. Because some of you sometimes want to feel things. There's a feeling. No, this is faith. Tell your neighbor, faith is the assurance of things hoped for. Some of you are looking for a job and you have been searching and searching and you're looking in the wrong places. Turn into your heart. There is a power that is at work within you. Amen? Inside you. Inside you. Activate it. What was the first thing I said? Your account is what? The second thing I said, your account is what? But the last one is, your account is what? Transactable. How? Through the name of Jesus. Let me read this, Acts 3:16. The Bible says this in Acts 3:16. I believe somebody is beginning to have a miracle. Yes, last week I said, we are for signs and what? And wonders. I'm talking to you now. I'm saying you are for signs and wonders. I'm saying you are for signs and wonders. Yes, I'm telling you, for some of you, something tremendous is going to happen to you before Wednesday. I'm saying there's something that is going to happen to you before Wednesday. Because you're royalty. Look at that verse, Acts chapter 3, verse 16. Peter is being asked, how did this man start walking? What did you do? So let me read it from verse 14. The Bible says this in verse 14, very quickly. Peter is preaching. He says, you disowned the holy and righteous one and asked that a murderer be released to you. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this. And then it says, by faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has completely healed him, as you all can see. This account is transactable through the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are what? And they are safe. This is the message we preach. This is the good news we preach. And we say our God reigns. And so it doesn't matter what you're facing in life as you enter the month of October. It doesn't matter what happened in August and happened in September. God has something special for you in October. Connect to it starting now. Why? You have a full account. I'm saying you have a full account. I'm saying you have a full account. Then you have an active account. And then you have a transactable account. Because let me tell you this. Our God is a God of surprises. And so this month, you're going to be surprised. I'm saying this month, you're going to be surprised. Receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. For Dr. Cowper to be here, his account is full. Hallelujah. His account is active. His account is transactable. Our God is a good God. Oh, but Ambrose, you don't know what I'm going through. Thank you. I don't know what you're going through. But there's somebody else who knows what you're going through. His name is Jesus. And he's about to do a new thing in your life. Will you let October be a turning around month for you? I'm telling you, does Ambrose have needs? I have many needs. But I have a God who will supply all my need according to his riches in glory. I have a God who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above through the power that is at work within me. Power is not found in noise. It is found in the engine. What is the engine inside you? Hallelujah. Have you received something? Yes. If I gave you an exam, can you pass it? Yes. So stand on your feet, because this week you're going to have miracles. Amen. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words, ancient words ever true. As I pray, keep playing, keep playing. Don't sing, just play. You know, some of us have been receiving this message for an entire year. Until now, you have never given your life to Jesus. Never told him to come into your life. Let me tell you this. He wants to give you a full account. He wants to give you an active account. And he wants to give you a transactable account. I'm talking to somebody because today is your day. You may be watching online. And I want to tell you this. Your day of salvation is today. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. I'm talking to that person. It could be just one person. Maybe it is a lady. And God already knows you. While I'm talking, you better be walking right here in front, because we want to connect with you in Jesus' name. You may be upstairs. Start walking. Come right here, because this month is going to be a very different month for you. In Jesus' name. We'll just take a minute to acknowledge what God is doing in your life. You come. Maybe you're saying, Ambrose, me, I'm saved, but I'm not sure. Now I'm talking to you also. You better be sure in Jesus' name. But I'm talking to somebody who has never given their life to Christ. I want you to step out of that bench. Come right here, because I want to pray for you. I'm talking to just one person. It may just be one. You better show up, because God wants to do a new thing in your life. We'll sing that song once. You'll be here in Jesus' name. That's right. chain was ever true. Ancient was ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts, oh let the ancient words inspire. Ancient was ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts, oh let the ancient words inspire. Now listen to me, look at me. You have come. God is about to do an amazing thing in your life. And I want you to just pray this prayer with me. Amen. Yeah, come. Come. We're going to pray. Like I said, you don't have to pray this powerful prayer. But you have to pray to a God who is very powerful. It doesn't matter where you're coming from or where you're going. What matters is that God has a plan for you. I'll be praying for you. And after that, our deacons here and pastor is here. They'll be able to take your name and be able to talk to you more. Amen. What's your name? I can see Puma there. What's your name? Who? Misael. Otieno. Otieno, your life is about to change. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. So help me pray for them, because I want you to just pray this simple prayer. That's just say this. Now look at me and I want you to say what I'm saying. I'm glad to see you, my brother. Karibu san. Just say these words, because we're talking about ancient words. Ever true. Changing me, changing you. Now say this with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for loving me. Today, I surrender my life to you. Today, forgive my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Today, I declare you my Lord and my King. I receive you. Walk with me all the days of my life. Connect me to your full tank. Today, I receive of your fullness. Today, I declare, not only have I believed, but I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord. I am saved, not just for today, but for eternity. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Now let me say this. We want to be your family. These deacons are going to guide you. So if you left your bag somewhere, pick it, come. They will take you where they need to be. They'll take about 10 minutes to connect with you. Sister, you'll be full of joy. You'll be full of joy. Full of joy. In Jesus' name. My brother, something is about to turn around in your life in ways you cannot imagine. Amen. God loves you. Big time. Now let's give Jesus a big hand and tell him thank you. Ancient was changing me Are you glad you came? Come on, let's give God a big hand and tell him thank you. Amen. Now look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, Azimio or not? Kenya Kwanza or not? We have a full tank. In Jesus' name. Amen. Some of you are beginning to wonder, where did I vote? I will not tell you. Some of my candidates lost. There are others who also won. But I have a full tank. I have a full tank. Stretch your hands. Father, those ancient words, may they guide us this week. We are for signs and wonders. To the glory of your name. We have entered a new month. We enter it with expectation because miracles are coming our way. We go in faith that we have a full tank. We have an account that is active and we have an account that is transactable. And Lord, now go before us and I decree to you now in Jesus' name, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord just watch over your coming in and your going out. May this month be a miracle month for you. You're blessed when you come in. You're blessed when you go out. Your Monday is blessed. Your Tuesday is blessed. Your Wednesday is blessed. Your Thursday is blessed. Your Friday is blessed. Your Saturday is blessed. And Sunday you're coming back with a testimony. Receive it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now look at your neighbor and let's declare this. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Shalom.